Watch, female MMA fighter pins anti-Trump protester at flag-waving rally. By Hannah Blow on November 11, 2019. Female MMA fighter Tara LaRosa subdued an anti-Trump protester after the activist allegedly started a fight at a flag-waving rally honoring veterans in Portland, Oregon, on Sunday. A group donning Make America Great Again hats participated in a flag-waving ceremony in honor of veterans on the 12th Avenue overpass across I-84 on Sunday, a ceremony which attracted opposition. According to officers, a woman confronted the group flag wavers, and tensions quickly escalated between the protester and a woman participating in the ceremony. LaRosa was there live-streaming the event. Her stream shows two women in a scuffle, with one hitting the other. LaRosa went over and can be heard urging them to stop. At that point, LaRosa's stream went dark, as she directly intervened to split up the fight. Another video of the incident shows LaRosa on top of the woman, repeatedly telling her to relax. The woman, who claimed to be a professor, allegedly bit LaRosa in the chest. One individual from the group can be heard telling the protester, "You assaulted someone. Get off me. I'm like half naked," the woman bizarrely claimed. "I was just got done having brunch with my friends," she continued, accusing them of antagonizing the city I live in. "Stop fucking trying to fight. We're not here to fight," LaRosa says in the video. "We're just here waving flags celebrating Veterans Day. I can't believe this. This has been my whole life. I've always had to be the person, to show, to fight," the woman continued. "You don't know what Donald Trump is," she added. Another video shows the protester at the center of the scuffle attacking one of the flag wavers first. "I pulled her off using jiu-jitsu techniques. I keep people safe. That's what I do," LaRosa said, explaining her decision to intervene. "Toward the end of our day, a woman came up and started berating us," LaRosa wrote on Twitter following the incident. "She didn't get a reaction from me, so she moved on and attacked another woman in our group. I had to break up a fight and put her down till the cops came. I had just started live streaming. No one involved in the incident was arrested. However, police referred the case to the Multnomah County District Attorney's Office," KGW8 reports.